Blog Talk Radio.
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Last week we looked at his words, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And today we want to look at the word that comes in this section of God's word. Luke chapter 23, and I'm going to read verses 39 to 43. It says, and one of the criminals who were hanged was hurling abuse at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other answered and rebuking him said, do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he was saying to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And he said to him, truly, I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. In a sense, what we have just read is, it's like we are listening in. We're privileged to listen in on a deathbed conversation of three men who are about to die. "Aren't you the Christ? Then save yourself and us." He wanted to get out of it. And the second one says, "Don't you fear God? We're getting what we deserve. But this man has done nothing amiss." Then looking to Jesus, he says, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "today you will be with me in paradise." That's the end. But what, you know, we usually, these guys are called different things: criminals, thieves, robbers. Only once does Matthew mention the word robber. They're just called criminals. More than likely, they've been insurrectionists more than involved in thievery. But thievery was certainly a part of insurrections because there's a lot of looting going on in insurrections. So I guess what I want to think about is, what did this man know? Well, and how did he get to know all this? Well, he knew that Jesus was a king. He knew that. He knew there was a kingdom. He knows that there is the certainty of Christ's reign and a kingdom fulfillment. You might ask, I asked anyway, say, well, if he knew all this, how did he get involved in this life of crime? And here's what it seemed like God was saying, that he appears to be one of those who had grasped kingdom truths like the hardened soil on which the seed fell. And the birds came and ate it. But it had still passed through his information section. Somehow he knew. And here at this last moment, he turns to Jesus. And I can just hear Jesus saying, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." But having said that, I also want to say, don't bank on a deathbed conversion. Paradise, what's that? Interestingly enough, it's a Persian word. It's an Arabic term, and it means a walled garden or an enclosed garden, a fenced-in garden. This word is used only three times in the New Testament, twice by Jesus, once by Paul. This is the first time you find this word in the New Testament, in Jesus' words of comfort to this criminal: "Today you will be with me in paradise." The second time you find this scripture is Paul, when he talks in 2 Corinthians about a man who was in paradise, whether in or out of the body. Remember, he talks about that. And he said, I thought this was a significant statement in the Bible. It says, he heard things that it's impossible to repeat. Didn't say he saw anything. He heard. He heard. It says, things that cannot be spoken. And the final time you find this word paradise in the New Testament is Revelation 2, verse 7, where Jesus makes this promise to him who overcomes. I will grant him the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The word is also used three times in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. And it's the word that describes the Garden of Eden. So we have here then a clear reference to Eden, and that, and you know, in that description would give great hope to a repentant criminal, being such a contrast to the life he had lived thus far. You know, sometimes scholars get a hold of the Bible, a lot of times they get a hold of the Bible, and sometimes miss what God wants to get across. And I believe that here is one of those places. So I just want to mention to you, and then you can forget it. Some situations where I believe that message has been lost. There are scholars who say that we got to. It depends on the truth of this statement depends on where you put the comma.